Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Ben Roy.
Hello there.
Hello there, Ben Roy, my friend. We played the exclusive, well, timed exclusive Resident Evil demo. There's another one coming very soon and was only available for a few hours last night for us in the UK Sunday night. But you could play through a 30-minute chunk of Resident Evil 8/Village. So we just sort of dive in with a bunch of different points that we want to get to. What's the first thing that jumps out to you, my friend?
Just dripping with horror-ness and the fact that this feels like more horror than... like the last couple of, I mean, obviously more than like six, but like, just feels like we're going not just into like, say, campy stuff. This is like, we're just going into sort of like a feeling of dreading and some of like the more approach of like recent cinema, just like, I'm getting this feeling of we're going to get a really good horror game out of this, not just a really good Resident Evil game. What about you?
There's a lot of like mystery to it. Like, obviously, that was the thing in the trailers. It's like, what's really going on? You've kind of got this small village that you find out in, like, maybe this has been covered beforehand, but it's more in the demo that all the villagers that are in this small area do worship or at least talk about Mother Miranda, and they can't believe that something horrible has happened to them and all these monsters have attacked only recently. And you're sort of going up against, which is one of the main things that I wanted to talk about, the zombie werewolves, or werewolves. Wolf-style zombies, which I never... maybe this has been done. The nearest analogue I could think of is 28 Days Later, but the idea of when someone turns, because they've been bitten, but when someone turns, they start leaping around the room and hanging off the ceiling and everything. Like, I don't think we've... have we ever seen that before in, like, horror fiction stuff?
It immediately comes to, like, 28 Days Later, and then, like, weeks brought it, so it happens so fast. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think you got some of the fast-happening stuff in some of the other Resident Evil films, and... I'm trying to think of any like other recent zombie fiction.
I guess like I Am Legend kind of had like super athletic zombies, but like still, like at the beginning of the demo, like you're in this big field. It's very Resident Evil 4. We can talk about the inventory system as well, but like lots of RE4 vibes in terms of walking into this big village and this sort of central area reminded me a lot of 4. And then you go up against these like werewolf zombies who are in like tall grass, like a tall set of reeds or whatever it is, and you can hear them for a while, and then you go up against them. There's a pistol and a shotgun that you can find. How did you find all the combat stuff and like thoughts on the werewolf zombies?
Full headphones in, just immersed into it. I was terrified because you can see them. They're jetting around. You try and like coast them to come out. They ain't coming out. They're waiting. Mm-hmm. They know there's only one way for you to go, so you go through this little.
Well, you'd think that I went around the side and then I didn't find the shotgun initially, so I walked around the side and then could hear them. I was like, well, I'm sure there's a zombie thing right next to me, and then it was right there in my face, unloaded a clip into it and died to it. So that was great.
They take some bullets, let's just say that, without that shotgun to like at least wound or maim the first one right out of the two. It's no joke. I've seen people that you can just sort of like run past them and get to the door on the other side, but still, like these werewolf lads with like machetes as well as their werewolfness powers. And for me, I used a mine. I put a mine down. I went over there and I ran away, and the werewolf almost didn't go over it. I had to sort of like, come over here, please. I'm like standing on one foot, but just their speed, man, and like. Because we had some fast molded like in RE7, but for the most part, the molded was slow and easy to sort of like get a shot on. This time, especially in the field, it's frantic. There's more than one of them that you can hear things whirling around your head. Like things like the wind blowing, like, everything around you is meant to like, sort of like disorientate you as you're being attacked, and it all just sort of marries together and it's like, oh, just brilliant.
I thought, it's really solidly put together. I don't know if I'm misremembering RE7, but could you aim down sights in that game?
Now I'm misremembering it as well because I'm
Well, either way, like in RE8, when you hold the left trigger, and maybe this is just a case of where Ethan is at as a character, because I guess you in RE7 we have played as other people, especially in the DLC and stuff. But in 8, when you go to hold the left trigger, you it just does like a vague little zoom in, like the reticle becomes a dot, and you can kind of get more specific shots off. But I did struggle a little bit with just aiming and shooting, which is like a stupid thing to focus on, but could not pull off headshots to save my life. I ended up getting backed into a corner with just the mine, and I was on like yellow health, and I was just like, put the mine down, everyone blew up and I survived. Yeah. But it was proper, like there's one shotgun shell in the shotgun that you find initially until you get more shells. That was a whole thing.
There's not really anything you can craft yet. Like you can, I got enough to do some health. I didn't find enough to do some bullets because I was sort of like, I need to sort of like get around here and do this sort of thing because we've only got half an hour in this little section. But yeah, the fact that we're not getting our down the sides Call of Duty sort of like run and gun esque sort of thing, I think it's just more scary like that because you've not got your sort of little dot for that. And because I think the way the hands place, because we're also getting so used to like the camera being really snug over the character's shoulders in the past two remakes. So something about that has to be said that they're moving it away from like, it just feels more of like a horror game like that.
But also as well, the inventory stuff, like Resident Evil 4's inventory has like notoriously been divisive. What side of the divide do you fall on?
I like this newer one than 7. 7 felt a bit stripped back, and other ones like, say, it's weird, like from 4 to 5, 5 felt really stripped back in barely anything. I like the idea of being able to sort of like, yeah, just give me so many squares and I'll sort of like, I'll arrange it around in sort of like new age Tetris. I wonder if they're going to let us upgrade the size of it and things like that, like we did before. And 7, we'll have to wait and see what the Duke does. It says, big old Duke man. I found a bunch of money around. Did you go into that? You know, when you go into that house and you get the shotgun, did you notice that you can sort of barricade that house and have like mini sort of like stands and things like that?
Yeah, which like is very RE4, like the whole set piece in RE4 where you like, it's there. I feel like you call the character that you're like stuck in the room with, but you're doing the whole standoff against the zombies. And if you press one of the buttons next to like a bookcase, you can slide it in the way of the door, you can bolt up the windows. But I just sort of sat there like, okay, like I'm good, like that's fine. And then the werewolves sort of leave you when you go inside anyway. But did you have like a more of an encounter in that area?
I was sort of in and out, and I was straight away using a mine, and I went through. But I did notice the prompt, and I've gone back and seen like someone else use it, and like the werewolves will start pulling away planks on the houses. So I wonder if, because this feels like this section feels like it's the very end of the village section before you go into the castle in the game. Yeah. So I wonder if like there's going to be, not more open, but a few more buildings like that where you're going to be able to sort of board up and like, you know, in the initial trailer where you see that old sort of granddad man with the shotgun before he gets pulled into the ceiling. I wonder if there'd be more buildings sort of like that. What did you think of the story part that we got, like when we went inside and met some characters for a brief time?
I loved that stuff because, like, yeah, like you said, at the beginning when you go through that first area, you can get through one of the doors, which leads to this like sort of daughter and her father, and the father's been bit, like sort of standard zombie style setup of like, you know, that they're going to turn at some point. And then you go through, you meet a whole bunch of other characters, and that's where you get some more of the backstory stuff. And they're just talking about you as like an outsider, and all Ethan is doing is just saying like, what the hell's going on? Can someone tell me like what's happening? I thought that stuff was great, especially because, and I guess it's spoilers for the demo, that dude does turn, which becomes the whole werewolf zombie in the room thing, where he's just bouncing around. And I thought that was just really well done. I thought that was going to be one of the main, I thought like we were meeting ostensibly the cast, and then for them to all be just discarded and like fed to this new werewolf zombie, that for me made like a perfect impact.
Yeah, all of them were ceremoniously sort of binned off, either set on fire, had their jugulars ripped out, or probably even worse. And it was just mad to see them all go like that. So this is already going to be a much bigger game in terms of like, so sort of scope of cast, because I think everyone we saw there was about the character count of the number 7. So we're going to be throwing a lot more people through the ringer, which is, I guess, good, because it just feels like this could be a much bigger, and I don't want a bit like a bigger, grander game, but this is going to be sort of less directed, and hopefully we're going to have more little stories like we just saw. I don't know if that's going to be the only one, or maybe we're going to have like several pockets of survivors. I mean, I thought all of them were going to be Lycans anyway. I thought they were going to pull like a Dog Soldiers, where like they're actually all sort of the werewolves, and you're stumbling into their home. So that was my guess, but who knows?
Also, as well, like Ethan Winters, like as a character, do you feel more attached to him now? Like, I feel like they're doing a lot more dialogue, a lot more reactions for him. Because all the artwork for him has his face in shadow. Like, he's still going to be this mysterious reveal. We've got a fan theories thing coming up where, you know, maniacs like me and you think he might be Wesker. But what's your thoughts after playing the demo?
He is much more of a human rather than just sort of like a bit of meat that you played as before. And rather than going, "Ugh, where's Mia?" sort of thing. So, yeah, I'm hit more here. I mean, again, he's like, "Oh, where's my daughter?" But I'm enjoying it even more. And I think ever since we had that mad theory on Friday, I'm more intrigued about him. And I need to know more about Ethan as soon as possible.
I would hope that there's some sort of reveal for him. It seems weird to keep him this mysterious and not hang something on, to sort of do some big revelation. But yeah, for now, we did the 30-minute demo, which was the village thing. Next week is apparently 30 minutes access to some part of the castle. And then we'll sort of, I think that's it, right? And then it's like the full release is in May. So there's another like timed access bit coming up. But let us know what you think down in the comments below if you had access to the Resident Evil 8 village demo. For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
And I've been Ben Roy.
We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.
See you later.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.